Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
It's Foodie Friday, and this is my favorite time of the week because I get to talk to all sorts of fantastic people who develop wonderful recipes to help you look and feel your best. Now, the emphasis today is actually, it's tough. Is it on looking your best or feeling your best? With Susan Simonelli, it's both because she is the go-to gal when it comes to all things beauty, skincare, and healthy eating. Susan, welcome back to Talk Healthy Today.
Thank you so much, Lisa. It's good to be here.
Oh, I just love having you on the show. Susan is the author of The Simonelli Solution, a 7-day plan for radiant skin, recipes for beauty from the inside out, which is one of my favorite topics. She's also an amazing esthetician with a beautiful spa in New York City. And, you know, Susan, I always think of you when I think of how I want to look my best. It's by what I'm putting in my body. Talk to us a little bit about some of your favorite foods, and then later in the show, we'll jump into some of your favorite recipes and your 7-day plan.
Okay, some of my favorite foods are dark green leafy vegetables and low glycemic berries like raspberries, strawberries, blueberries. I think they're amazing for the skin. Apples are great. Apples and pears are wonderful. Anything that's good for your colon is good for your skin as well, because if your colon is blocked, your colon is an eliminative organ. Your body uses your colon, your bladder, your lungs, and your skin to push waste out of. And when people break out, they always think of, oh, I have to go on antibiotics or dry it out. You really shouldn't do that. You should see where your skin is breaking out. And what I do in my spa is it's kind of, in a way, it's like a map. Where you break out tells me what organ is congested. But in simpler terms, if your colon is really clean and clear, you won't break out. So high-fiber foods are really important. And it's also very important to take care of the liver, because the liver is like a processing plant. It could take poison and deconstruct it and help the body eliminate it through either the bladder, the colon, or the lungs, preferably those organs before. If those organs are congested, then you will break out. But if your colon is clean, then your liver can dump its garbage out into the bloodstream, and then your colon can get rid of that waste. And that's how you prevent breakouts, keeping your colon, the main receptacle for garbage, to be as clean as possible.
You know, Susan, I just want to go back to something you said, because I am interested, and I'm guessing other people are too. When you said, it, on your face, where you break out relates to different organs. Tell us about that real quick, because that seems really interesting.
All right. So when I give people a facial, I always examine their skin, not with my eyes and a magnifying mirror, but with my fingers, I run over their face. And because sometimes they have bumps that are not visible. So across the forehead, straight across the forehead, between like the middle of the forehead and up to the hairline, that's small intestine. And if you chew your food too quickly or eat after 8 o'clock at night and you're not digesting your food, then you'll have that breakout there. If you break out in between your eyebrows, that is your liver, and that means your colon is congested, so the liver is backed up. If you break out at your temple, that is your gallbladder, and you need to keep your colon clean and then your liver clean. Mung beans are good for the liver and gallbladder, and minerals like magnesium are magnificent for that. But at any rate, then the nose is the heart, and then close to the nose on the left side, about a quarter inch from the nostril, that's your stomach area. Then your cheekbones are your lungs. So for instance, if you have a hard time breaking down and absorbing and digesting dairy, or if you're a smoker, your cheekbones will break out. Mm. then the smile, the circle, the parentheses around the corners of the mouth, that's the colon, large intestine. So you'll notice a lot of people break out in a big semicircle on either side of the mouth, and you could tell that their colon, either ascending or descending colon, are very congested. The chin is the endocrine system, so young women may get a breakout with their monthly cycle on their chin area, and that just means that their body needs to detox. They shouldn't think that that's just, oh, it's I have my period, so of course I'm breaking out. No, if you are breaking out when you have your period, make sure the rest of the month you're really keeping your colon very clean and clear so you don't have that monthly breakout. Then in front of the ears and down to the jawline, that is your lymphatic system. Under eye darkness comes from the kidneys. And there's a recipe for adzuki bean soup in my book that is perfect for under eye darkness and to help to tone the kidneys. And then the recipe for the mung bean soup in my book is excellent for the liver. And beans have fiber in them, so they're going to help the colon detox no matter what.
I love my beans. I eat them quite a bit. They're very good. Well, that was so informative. So obviously we want to be eating a lot of plant-based foods, a lot of high-fiber foods, things like beans. You know, I'm looking at some of your recipes. You've got you've mentioned the mung bean soup. You've got roasted asparagus, roasted beets with onions and scallions, sautéed Brussels sprouts, sautéed red cabbage and apples. I've never tried that combination. Tell us about that.
That's really yummy. You know, Lisa, this is why I'm not a fan of the paleo diet. Mm. Everybody talks about the paleo diet being so good because your ancestors were on it, and if they didn't eat it, you shouldn't. You know what? They didn't live very long.
Yeah, that's what my husband always says.
Does he really?
He does, yeah. Because here's the thing. I do like a very high vegetable, modified paleo, because I do eat legumes, I do eat beans. But if I do eat meat, it's going to be the grass-fed organic, and it's only going to be like once a week.
Exactly.
But I don't do a lot of grains. So, but anyway, go on.
Yeah, I agree with you about grains. But yes. Here's the thing. If you soak your grains and you sprout them, they turn into a grass.
I should do that.
And that's why Ezekiel bread is an okay bread to you.
Yes. My husband has the Ezekiel sprouted tortillas with almond butter every day. Like just almonds,
great.
Just organic almonds, you know, crushed up. Yeah.
Can I make a suggestion,
sure.
Lisa? Tell him to get either golden miso or dark brown miso, any of the miso pastes, and use that first and then put the almond butter on. It's very good for the colon and it has a lot of B vitamins and it's good for the immune system.
Oh, that sounds great. You know, there's so many great things in the book. I want you to walk us through your 7-day plan. And I'm sure you must see such a difference for people. Again, this is a 7-day plan for radiant skin, but it's going to help your overall health.
Right. The thing with the 7-day plan is it's not really a 7-day plan. It's a life plan. But
sure.
I'm sorry, but the publisher made me say 7-day plan because they want to sell books. But
I love your honesty, Susan. That is so refreshing. But go on.
Anyway, so the thing is, when you wake up in the morning, you brush your teeth and scrape your tongue and really do good oral hygiene before you drink anything at all. That's imperative. So then you have a choice of what to drink, either fresh lemon juice and water, cayenne pepper, a little bit of maple syrup and lemon and in a glass of water, or water with fresh lemon juice and equal parts lemon juice and extra virgin olive oil. One of those 8-ounce glasses should be drunk before you eat anything in the morning, because that prepares your alimentary canal, which is from your mouth to your anus. The whole digestive system needs to be rinsed and washed out. When you're adding the olive oil to the mix, that goes up into your liver and gallbladder and helps to pull toxins from there. So that's what you do first, and then you have a breakfast of either a small portion of, and hopefully soaked first, but of steel-cut oatmeal. You can even have a small portion of soaked overnight brown rice. You can have organic eggs, poached eggs, with your as a jump starter, with maybe a roasted tomato or sautéed tomato or asparagus. You can make yourself an omelet with using olive oil at the base. So you're eating real foods. You're just eliminating dairy, and instead of using butter in the pan, you use olive oil. And or you can once a week, it's okay to do. You can have grass-fed yogurt with some fresh dark berries in it and some flax seeds.
That sounds good.
And so you have your choice of how to jumpstart your day, right?
Yes.
And then around mid-morning, you can have a little snack, and it could be celery or carrots or any or in a handful of nuts. And then for lunch, it would be like a beautiful salad that's as colorful as possible. Orange from carrots, all different shades of green, from your dark green leaf to your lighter lettuces. Fresh handfuls of fresh parsley, cilantro, dill. That's really important to consume. So you're making your salad as interesting as you possibly can, and you put in fresh sesame seeds, or pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds. So your salad is nutrient dense as it could possibly be, and you can also have a strip or two of a lean protein, like a skinless chicken or organic, always organic. You could substitute some seafood or fish, any leftover protein from the night before. If you have a heavy day and you need to have your lunch be more substantial than just an incredible salad, that's how you can add the protein. And then around 4 o'clock, you can do another snack similar to the morning. And dinner time, you're emulating lunch. You're going to do a lean protein, a small portion, like 3 to 4 ounces, with lots of roasted vegetables and or a salad. So what it does is it energizes you. It's very nutrient dense. So your body's you're not going through these sugar highs and lows. You've got the fiber intake. You're enriching your blood with all of the nutrients. The thing is, you have to chew your food slowly. If you don't chew your food slowly, it doesn't matter how healthy the food is that's in front of you, that's on your plate, you will not digest it. It is impossible. So you must totally be in this rest and digest stage while you are eating, not the fight flight for your nervous system.
You know, one of the things we've talked about before is the importance of this, and I love that you talk about breathing and getting centered before you eat.
Exactly. So your breath should be long and slow. When you inhale, you should not raise your shoulders. You should keep your shoulders steady, but bring the breath down to your pubic bone. Very slowly, let it fill your whole abdomen as though you're pregnant, and then you just gently release the air. You don't force it out. And what that does is it helps you get a handle and helps you control your nervous system. It also, it's a way to also get your body into a meditative state. Let's say before you go to sleep, I believe in doing breath work and meditating so that your nervous system can really help your body repair during your sleep state. And you can get into a deeper sleep state. So when you wake up, you wake up totally energized because your blood's been oxygenated from the proper breathing, and your nervous system has been able to be calm and helpful throughout the evening, throughout the night, so that your organs can repair themselves.
You know, I want to ask you a question about olive oil, but I first wanted to bring something up. I don't know if people know, but this show, Talk Healthy Today, it's created by AIM Media. They do Clean Eating Magazine, Better Nutrition, Amazing Wellness, Vegetarian Times. And I just want to let you know that Better Nutrition has something really cool going on right now. So if you need some help incorporating more natural products, remedies, and tips into your life, if you go to betternutrition.com, they have a great 90-day program. It's running June through August. It can help you walk you through some of the best ways to kick sugar cravings, get better sleep, reduce your stretch, maybe it'll help you stretch, reduce your stretch, and much more. It's called Go Natural in 90. You can learn more about this great program at betternutrition.com. Best of all, you can enter to win fantastic and fun prizes throughout the summer, including multivitamins, protein powders, herbs, green foods, probiotics, and more. Okay, so thank you to AIM Media. I just think that what they do is wonderful, and I'm so loving doing this podcast, Talk Healthy Today. I want to ask you about the olive oil, because I know that you're talking about sauteing and roasting, but you don't want to use olive oil at a high heat. So what do you recommend? Because I tend to use avocado oil. I'll get like the really thick, well, maybe not thick, but the green, dark green avocado oil.
That's wonderful. You know, canola oil is good too.
Is it? Okay. See, I've always heard it has to be organic, right?
Of course. Yes. Always. It goes, you know, it goes without, this is why I don't like whole foods. Because when you go there, I'm sorry, but so much of that place is not organic, and especially the produce. It just shocks me. My husband just left to go run some errands, and I said, just in case they changed and they now have organic lemons and grapefruit, please pick some up. It's a shame, because we're in Miami right now, and there's no other place to get food other than Whole Foods. But back in New York, there's a health food store that has every single vegetable, fruit, anything in there. The whole store is 100% organic. It's amazing. If it says grown conventional, don't buy it. And really put your foot down with them and insist. Talk to the manager, because you don't want to consume pesticides. You just don't. Your liver has a hard enough time. But getting back to the oil to use, coconut oil is also very good.
Yeah, I like coconut. I like avocado. I just know with olive oil, you don't want to heat it. I think it was above 350 or so. So do you?
Yes. Which I never do.
Oh, that's great. That's what I figured. Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask.
Yeah, no, I never do that. I saute very gently, because really my diet is 90%. For my go-to protein, it's 90% fish, because I work, and when I get home, I can have dinner on the table in 20 minutes by making seafood or fish, never farm-raised, but seafood or fish with my salad, and sometimes my husband feels like quinoa, and I can make quinoa in 15 minutes perfectly, you know, get it all fluffy and nice. But at any rate, that's my diet. So I rarely eat meat. You know, if I do, it's grass-fed. And I rarely eat chicken. Maybe once a month I'll have chicken. But again, it's free-range organic.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I do have to admit, I do like my chicken. I like my fish, too, though. But I do eat a lot of vegetables, and I think that's good.
But I think you work from home, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it makes a difference. So women need, you know, a lot of women say, oh, this is why I wrote my book, by the way. Everybody said, I don't have time to cook. I say, yes, you do. You have to set your, this is what my book teaches you. If you know how to set your kitchen up properly, meals are a cinch. You have to have the right ingredients in your pantry, and you have to stock up on the right things once a week in your fridge. Like, for instance, once a week I make a Tuscan-style, Florentine-style tomato sauce, which is just, I use shallots, but shallots, garlic, San Marzano tomato, olive oil, fresh basil. I put a little bit of nutmeg in, and I have it at the ready in the fridge. So, because sometimes when I'm making fish, I'll put it on a bed of warm tomato sauce. You know what I mean? You could do a lot with that tomato sauce. And tomatoes are high in lycopene, so they're very good for you. And any dark fruit, and tomato is a fruit, has the resveratrol in it, and it has a lot of, it's a nutrient-dense food. So I just think that the reason why I wrote the book is to make life easier for moms, for busy working moms, because our obesity rate is through the roof, especially with children, and it really is going to bring our nation down generation after generation. The more fast food places you frequent, the more unhealthy your body will be.
Yeah, because that is so true.
I look at those restaurants, and they're everywhere. They line the streets everywhere. And those restaurants, it's industrial quality food. There's no nutritional value in it. A standard nutritionist would beg to differ, but I don't care. You need to know where your protein source is coming from. You need to know what those animals are eating. Like, for instance, one of the reasons why dairy is so bad is because the dairy farmers are they need to make money, and so they inject bovine, which is a hormone, into the cow so that they can produce a lot more milk. This is more revenue for the farmer, but this is creating obesity. This is one of the contributing factors to obesity. So you really have to, and hormonal imbalances, which then in turn create obesity. Does that make sense?
Oh, it completely makes sense. Yeah, I'm not a fan of dairy, and my daughter and I talk about factory farm meats and factory farm dairy, and she's never been to McDonald's, and she's almost 13, and her friends are just amazed, but she doesn't want to go because, like, when we pass them, she says, "Mommy, those should be against the law. They're so bad. It's not even real food." I know. Now, I'm not saying she doesn't want to eat junk from time to time, but overall, she's pretty well. But she does break out on her forehead because she eats fast, so I'm trying to work on it. And by the way, I want to thank you. Your products have made a world of difference. People have got to check out your stuff. I'm in love. Your products are fantastic.
I love my products. You know, I get such amazing, loving testimonials filled with gratitude for my products, right?
Oh, yes. But, and I'm going to be making you some videos, by the way, but go on.
Thank you. Yes. But I can't live without my products because I really pay attention to my pore size, and I don't break out because I keep my colon so clean, but I don't want wrinkles. I don't want to look. I love, my nickname in the family is Juicy Susie because my skin is so radiantly juicy and
lush. It sure is.
And I don't wear makeup unless I'm on TV. They have to powder me down because they can't get rid of the shine on my face. I mean, I wear mascara and lipstick, don't get me wrong, but I don't wear face makeup. But I'm in this business because I use vanity as a way into people's consciousness to get them to take better care of themselves from within. That being said, I still can't accomplish what I do with my skin by just eating well. That's just great for my energy levels and my collagen levels, you know, in my skin. But my products are phenomenal, and it's because I use nutrient-dense ingredients. Like, I have a product called Berry Berry. This product is made from the berries from the Amazon, and you put a couple drops of it into your moisturizer to make it your moisturizer, a tinted moisturizer during the day. So you're not using a chemical. You're using the pigment from dark berries.
Oh, that's great. I have to try that.
Yeah, and I use essential oils, which are like little, they are amazingly powerful, energy-boosting entities that enter your skin. It kills bacteria, it increases circulation, it helps your skin remain youthful and hydrated and radiant. There are also essential oils that I use for acne and breakouts because of their antimicrobial properties to them. But I also use seawater that's been dried and then reconstituted. as a toner. You don't apply it with cotton. You just mist your face with it. And I infuse it with pine bark extract, which is 10 times stronger than vitamin C as an antioxidant. And when you're using seawater on your face before you put your moisturizer on, it makes the essential oils penetrate even deeper, and then it's like a magnet drawing the moisturizer deep into your skin. So when you use my skincare products, your face remains hydrated all day long. You've got that beautiful glow.
I always have that glow, and my daughter has it too. I just have to get her to stop eating so quickly. Susan, you are such a gem. The time goes by way too fast. Tell us all the ways we can find you on social media.
I think the best thing to do is go right to our website, SusanSimonelli.com, so you can see all of our everything that we have to offer, Lisa, because all the icons are there to click on to go to Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook. But we offer lots of special sales on our website to introduce people into our product line. And I think that is just going to Susan Simonelli. Simonelli is C-I-M-I-N-E-L-L-I. I think that's the best go-to thing so that people could discover the many ways of our special sales and special offerings to be introduced into the line.
Well, Susan, I want to thank you so much for coming on Talk Healthy today. I want to thank everyone for listening. Please rate and review on iTunes. It makes a big difference. And be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the show. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook at Talk Healthy Today Podcast. Find us on Twitter and Snapchat as well, actually, at Talk Healthy the number 2 day. I want to thank everyone for listening. Eat your veggies, get your fiber. Get some Susan Simonelli products and stay well.